Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, some of you know that a little over a week ago, 10 days ago, I returned from a trip to Italy. And while we were there, of course, we saw lots of small mountain towns perched high on the hills. And the area we were in is kind of the middle of Italy. And most everybody has heard of Tuscany. That's one of the regions, and that's where we spent most of our time. Very hilly area. And I was surprised we didn't see much livestock. I mean, even sheep out on these hills where the grass had turned green, by the way. They're a bit ahead of us in terms of weather and don't get quite as cold as we do. But it was interesting to see what was happening there in March. Now, sadly, I did not find any farmers to visit with to talk about what their crops were. But as we traveled from hilltown to hilltown, one of the crops we could see were olive trees, quite a few olive trees. Now, remembering that the ground is quite hilly, we didn't see acres and acres, you know, a huge amount in one plot, but lots of smaller plots of olive trees. And so it was interesting to see what was going on. And then one of the things they were doing at this time was pruning the trees, and we could see, you know, folks out there, we could see the branches that were laying on the ground, so we knew that that was one of the things that was happening. And one of the reasons that they would be pruning them is to keep the trees smaller so that it's easier to harvest and easier to take care of them. Olive trees can grow to be quite large if they're not pruned, and olive trees can produce different kinds of things. Some olive trees produce olives that you eat. You know, we eat them out of the jar, although you actually could grow an olive tree to produce an olive if you wanted to take it inside during the wintertime. But we also think, of course, of olive oil. And I'm guessing if I ask you where olives come from that you eat, that I don't think you might have an answer quite as readily as if I asked you, where does olive oil come from? Because somehow we think of Italy in terms of olive oil. But olive trees are grown in lots of different places. Probably if you buy olives in a jar, look at the label, a majority of them are going to come from California. But they could also come from Australia, Argentina, Chile, South Africa, Italy, Spain, you know, all of those that have kind of similar weather conditions. And when you think of olive oil, as I said, Italy is probably at the top of your list. Actually, Spain produces more olive oil than Italy, but they're both right up there in terms of the amount. Some, as I mentioned, some olive trees are grown specifically for the olives that you eat. Many others are grown specifically for the olive oil. And then there are some olive trees that produce olives that have very little oil in them. And those actually could come from Egypt. So if you like olives and you buy olives in the jar, you might want to take a look at where those came from. Same thing with the olive oil. But I'm guessing most of that olive oil is going to say it came from Italy, even though Spain is a higher producer. Now, the other thing is that people who live in those countries where olives are produced and olive oil is processed use more olive oil than we do. But that's kind of changing. You just think about all the information you hear now about the health aspects of using olive oil versus other kinds of oil. Also, flavor. And depending on lots of kinds of things, the flavor of the olives and the oil, olive oil, can be quite different. So I kind of like to think about growing olive trees as a crop the same way we might initially think about growing corn or soybeans. What makes a difference in the final outcome? Well, of course, the yield depends on a lot of things like weather. And if olive trees can freeze, you know, and then if it nips them in the bud, just like our fruit trees or other plants. The crop is kind of gone. Soil type, and I think more so with olives, the soil type does affect the flavor more than our soil type might affect the flavor of, for instance, the corn that's grown. In some cases, not many, but in some cases, they do use irrigation for olive trees, but they don't want to be really wet. So that's probably kind of limited in terms of the amount of moisture. Also, of course, the development, they keep working on the genetics of olives to get a better flavor, a different flavor. So we've talked about weather as a factor, soil as a factor, and of course, care as a factor. And we mentioned pruning. The one pruning takes place just to keep the trees in the size they want, but another reason they prune would be right after the fruit has set, and when they prune off some of those new fruit, that means the others are going to be left to get larger, just like we might do on apple trees here. So that's another kind of pruning. Now, again, comparison with the crops we grow here, well, you have to be a little more patient if you're going to be an olive producer, because it takes usually about 5 years for a tree to start producing. But on the other hand, they may continue to produce for 30 to 35 years. So once you get them started, kind of like vineyards, once you get them started, they're there for a longer time, as well as long as they're given good care. The olive harvest typically begins in autumn, but the timing does depend on the variety, the area where it's grown, and why they are harvesting those olives. Green olives eventually turn to black olives. If you leave them on the tree long enough, they will ripen. And of course, the size may vary depending on when you choose to harvest them. So one of the challenges is because they, on the same tree, just kind of like, again, apples, they do mature at different rates, so they're not all ready to be picked at the same time. So often growers will return to pick from the same tree during the course of harvest because, you know, again, depending on what the kind of olive they want to have, they may have to harvest them several different times. There has been some machinery developed to help harvest olives, but most of it still is done traditionally by hand so that they can get them at the optimum ripeness. Now, olives, if you just went to the tree and picked a green olive, you know, even though it was at the best stage for green olive, you probably would find it pretty bitter. And even black olives, most people with most varieties are going to say, no, that's not the way I want to eat those olives. So they are generally cured, and that could be done with lye or with a salt process. Or there are some varieties that could just be sun-dried and would be acceptable for eating. So, again, there's just lots of things to consider, as there are with most plants that we grow, when it's going to be harvested, how it's going to be planted, where it's going to be done, and all of the same for olive oil. Now, there's quite some competition when it comes to olive oil. Remember I mentioned that olive oils have different flavors. There were two little towns pretty close to each other that the story goes that if in one town you ask about the quality of the olive oil in the other town, they'll say, oh, we didn't know they produced olive oil. It's just like they don't even acknowledge that the competition's there. Kind of like, we're the best, and that's the way it's going to be. So some great competition there. If you have an opportunity sometime, and we do have stores in the area, I think Des Moines, Omaha, where you can go and taste oils, that's a good way to say, oh, I mean, I didn't know how different they could taste. When you really get to taste them, you find out that's true. Another whole area of the olive production is thinking about sustainability. Just as Farmers and environmental folks here are concerned about sustainability. Same questions being raised related to olive oil production or olive production. You know, how is the soil being treated? What kinds of fertilizer being used? How is the whole, soil environment, how is that being affected by the olive production? And so those same concerns are there. Well, I learned a lot. And I think it's really interesting to think about agriculture in other countries. We just don't think about that. So until next time, bye is ciao. Bye-bye is ciao, ciao. And goodbye is arrivederci.